As I said, we celebrate today the octave of the solemnity of Saint Joseph, the foster father of our Lord and the spouse of our Lady. And we can truly say about Saint Joseph that he is one of the most exalted saints in the entire church. He is the highest saint in heaven after Our Lady herself. Certainly we as Catholics have different amounts of love towards different saints. We have a special devotion to one saint or another for various reasons, and then of course probably most of the saints we don't think about very much at all. And this is perfectly good and normal, and it's part of a good Catholic life. But we should all have a great veneration towards Saint Joseph. Just as we should have a great veneration towards his Immaculate Spouse, Our Lady. Because of the great honor that they received from God. If we don't have a great devotion to Saint Joseph, then our spiritual life is missing something that it needs. In fact, we should honor Saint Joseph more than we honor any of the other saints, with the exception of Our Lady. And then after him, whatever other saints we want to be devoted to is entirely up to us. The intercession of Saint Joseph is the most powerful of all of the saints, of course, after Our Lady. On this subject, we have been warned by Saint Alphonsus and some other doctors of the Church that we should not attempt to measure the greatness of some particular saint in heaven according to our own whims or our own opinions. Because only God knows which saints rank higher than others in heaven, and it's not up to us to pretend that we know that. But at the same time, Saint Alphonsus and these other theologians say that we can say for certain that the apostles rank higher in heaven than the other saints. And they give very good reasons for this claim. And what is interesting is that the reasons they give for why the apostles rank higher than the other saints in heaven apply not only equally well to Saint Joseph, but apply to him in a much greater degree than to the apostles themselves. So if we can show that the apostles rank higher than the other saints in heaven, and then we show that Saint Joseph, the same reasons apply to Saint Joseph, then we can say with certitude that he ranks higher even than the apostles. First of all, what determines the degree of our glory in heaven? There are three things. First is the role that we are chosen to fill in the kingdom of God here on earth. And second is the amount of grace that God gives us, and that is proportionate to the role that God gives us here on earth. And third is the zeal and the fidelity that we with which we make use of the graces that God gives us. Let's look first of all at what the apostles were chosen to do on earth, and then at what Saint Joseph was chosen to do. Our Lord spent a whole night in prayer before he chose the 12 apostles. The Bible tells us that. But he chose 12 men out of the entire human race to be his 12 special followers. And when he was leaving this world, he told his apostles, "Whosoever heareth you, heareth me. And whoever honors you, honors me." And he even told the apostles that they would sit with him on 12 thrones in heaven, right next to himself. The apostles were chosen to found our Lord's church. But however glorious the calling of the apostles was, in comparison with what the rest of us are destined to do here on earth, what Saint Joseph was called to do was immeasurably more sublime. Saint Joseph was called to represent God the Father on earth, to take care of our Lord, of God the Son. His role was to be the foster father of our Lord and the spouse of Our Lady, who is the Queen of heaven and earth. Unlike the apostles, who were only with our Lord for the 3 years of his public life, Saint Joseph filled the role that he played and was in this close proximity to our Lord as his foster father for many, many years until his death. We don't know exactly how long Saint Joseph lived, but many writers believe that he died only shortly before our Lord began his public life. So it's likely that he spent a good several decades at our Lord's side. And even then, when the apostles were with our Lord, they didn't always have his full attention. And it doesn't seem in the Gospels that our Lord communicated with each of them individually. They had Saint Peter as their spokesman, and it seems like a lot of the time they just listened to our Lord's words and learned from them. But Saint Joseph, on the contrary, was with our Lord one-on-one, the way a parent is with their child, for many years. And he could talk to our Lord anytime he wanted, about anything he wanted to talk about. Just imagine what kind of life that would be like. It's incomprehensible. In the case of the apostles, our Lord entrusted them with the task of founding the church. But Saint Joseph was entrusted with the task of taking care of him who was to be the founder of that church. Who has the more important role? And when Saint Joseph was in this position as the foster father of our Lord, he was also the head of the Holy Family. And the father of any family is supposed to be a role model to his wife and children. So this means that Saint Joseph, in a sense, had to be a role model for God himself and a role model for Our Lady. The perfection that a role like that would require is something we can't even understand. And this is very different from the apostles. The apostles were frail men, and our Lord had to correct them very often and rebuke them, and we can read about that in the Gospels. But we have no record of our Lord ever rebuking Saint Joseph for anything. And we can't imagine such a thing ever happening. It's hard to imagine. It goes contrary to the rest of what we know about him. This means that Saint Joseph must have lived a life of the highest possible perfection, so that no other human being could have been a better foster father to our Lord than he was. Scripture says about Saint Joseph very simply that he was a just man. And those are the inspired words of God. That in itself says everything we need to know. Imagine if the Holy Ghost could write something like that about any of us. Certainly he can't. The second thing that determines our level of glory in heaven is the amount of grace that is given to us on earth to help us perform the duties of our state, of whatever God has called us to do. And so the apostles were given more grace than the other saints because our Lord chose them for an office that was higher than that of the other saints. They were supposed to be the messengers of the faith, and they were supposed to be the foundation of the entire church, to spread the faith throughout the whole world and establish it in this world. And the fact that all the other saints of heaven are even Catholic to begin with is dependent on the faith of the apostles, because the apostles are the ones who taught the Catholic faith to the whole world. And so if this proves that the apostles were given greater grace than the other saints, and it does prove that, then the same argument proves that a much greater grace was given to Saint Joseph than even that which was given to the apostles. Saint Joseph's job was to take care of the Holy Family itself. And if we think also of how we can preserve and increase the grace of God in our hearts, the way we do that is by prayer. And the apostles themselves were, of course, great men of prayer and taught all of us to be the same. But Saint Joseph was far more a man of prayer even than the apostles were. How could he not be living in the same house as our Lord and our Lady? And he prayed with them every day, and they prayed for him also. Imagine how much intercession he had. St. Bernardine of Siena says that this reason alone is enough to prove that St. Joseph is the greatest saint who ever lived, because of how close he was to the source of all grace. And thirdly, our degree of glory in heaven is dependent on how well and zealously we use the graces that God gives us. And we see this with the apostles, first of all. They were all faithful to the graces that God gave to them, to such an extent that St. Paul could say in one of his epistles, and again, this is the inspired word of God, he said, "Be ye imitators of me as I am an imitator of Christ." So he knew that by telling his faithful to imitate them, he wasn't leading them astray. I'm sure none of us would ever dare to say to someone, "Imitate me in the way that I imitate Christ." We would be afraid of the results of that. But St. Joseph had the example of God himself and of Our Lady, the most perfect human being who ever lived. What a powerful incentive to holiness this was. He had a great example to follow. They say that we become like the people that we spend our time with. Someone said once that if you want to know what sort of person you are, look at the five people that you spend the most amount of time with and average all of them out. And that's a good image of what we ourselves are. And that also gives us an idea of how holy St. Joseph must have been. We look also at what the apostles did on this earth. They cared for the salvation of souls. They brought sinful people to the truth and to God's grace and to heaven. But St. Joseph had to take care of two human beings who were perfect already. Of course, our Lord being infinite perfection, and Our Lady being the human being who was raised to the highest level of holiness anyone could ever be raised to. So he had a much higher calling and a much higher responsibility than even the apostles had. And think also about the fact that when we see someone doing a good work for another person, we are pleased, we approve of it, we are edified. But if someone does a good work to someone who is dear to us, to a family member or a friend of ours, not only do we approve of what they do, but we are filled with gratitude and we love that person who did that good work. And that person who takes care of someone close to us is much dearer to us than someone who takes care of someone that we don't even know. So in the sight of God, the apostles were pleasing to God by caring for the spiritual needs of the entire human race. But St. Joseph cared for God himself and the Immaculate Spouse of the Holy Ghost. That in itself makes St. Joseph much dearer to God even than the apostles were. And this is how St. Joseph spent his entire life on this earth until his last breath. Speaking of the death of St. Joseph, we have to remember that he is also the patron of the dying. We see even the great apostles, St. Peter and St. Paul, were afraid when they thought about the judgment of God that they would have to face. But we don't have any reason to think that St. Joseph was afraid of his own judgment. He knew that our Lord and our Lady were there to help him and to pray for him in his last hour. There is a pious belief in the church that the body of St. Joseph was taken up to heaven after his death in a similar manner to Our Lady. We don't know if this is true or not, but it is an interesting fact that we don't know where the body of St. Joseph is laid if it is still on this earth. For most of the other saints of the very beginning of the church, we have their relics and we know where their bodies are in most cases. Most of the figures in the gospel have been venerated by the church since the beginning. For example, we know where the three kings are buried. They're buried in Germany, and they have been venerated since the very time of the apostles. We know where all the apostles are buried except St. John. They've all been venerated by the church ever since. And the same is true of most of the saints in the Gospels. However, in the case of St. Joseph, there is absolutely no record or trace of any tomb of his or any veneration of his relics. This doesn't prove that his body was taken to heaven, but it would certainly be fitting. In any case, we must honor him as the greatest of all the saints after Our Lady herself. He should have a special place in our hearts that is different from and above all the other saints that we have a devotion to. His role is unique, it's special, and the honor we give him should likewise be unique and special. We should pray to him as the protector of the church. The church needs so much protection now. And we should also pray to him as the patron of the dying. The way that we will die will determine where we spend our eternity. We need the most powerful intercession that we could get at that moment. And if we honor Saint Joseph here on earth, he will use his power to help us when we will need powerful friends the most. Let us honor him not only during his octave, but for the entire year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.